Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Today's show is going to be on soy. And our guest today is the infamous and all-knowing Mr. Tony Lewis. Tony Lewis is actually the owner and chief fitness instructor at Designer Fitness and Wellness Center in the Haymarket area of Northern Virginia. Tony is a seasoned fitness and nutritional expert, and also the guy is actually in great shape, takes care of himself, and, you know, he's just an all-around great guy. Tony is also into a number of other different things. He also pastors his own church and is very involved in the community, again, in fitness and in trying to help people to grow. And not only grow on a physical level, but also grow on a mental level. Tony's business has been in business for a number of years. I believe he has more than 12 years actually in business operating Designer Wellness and Fitness. And he has a very interesting group of different types of people that he actually works with on a regular basis. Not only helping them, again, with their physical challenges, but also helping them with some of the health challenges that have, you know, come up in their lifetimes. As we all know, ladies and gentlemen, we are all getting older, thank God. And as we all get older and as we all grow and mature, we find that some of the things that we used to could do, we can't do. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing the show today on soy. A lot of people are finding that a lot of products and different things that people offer to us truly or that are out there, not that they offer it to us, it's all at a fee, right? But anyway, the different things that we're actually consuming and taking into our bodies in some cases aren't the things in which we think they are, and in other cases aren't things that are as good for us as we believe them to be. As in, sometimes because of, even though the Food and Drug Organization, I can't say they do a bad job, they do a very good job, you've got some people out there that are giving us different things which may have minute or just enough of that particular ingredient to be considered the product, but it's not enough that's going to give us the actual health benefits. And what today, what Tony is going to do is he's going to, you know, take some time out of his busy schedule to explain to us and give us more of a better understanding on soy. And please also understand that everything that Tony talks about is stuff that he has researched and that he also provides and preaches to, and I don't mean preach in a religious sense, preaches and gives to the individual clients that he has. And his clients are in all age groups. I believe most of them are adults, but some are, you know, from the older categories of life, you know, or should I say the more senior stages in life, and some of them are a little bit more of the younger stages of life. And he's been able to, through his type of fitness, his type of all-inclusive, holistic, natural fitness and exercise, along with the diet, he's been able to help many of these people to obtain their particular goals in reaching their particular health and fitness needs as they grow and develop and mature and do the things in which they need to do. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm basically waiting to share with you what Tony has to say, but right now we're running a little bit behind. I'm assuming that Tony must have gotten caught in traffic or something like that. But to keep the show moving along and to not waste your time, please understand that we all need to take better care in what we actually put into our bodies. We also need to consider getting off the couch and getting more exercise into our natural and daily routine, which is, of course, something that Tony is definitely very strongly believes in, and is something that he also talks about on a regular basis. Along with that is knowing the different things that you can consume and the benefits of those things. Again, we have to do a little bit more research than we've been doing to date. To date, most of us have been taking what the media, what the people that are selling stuff to us, and what some of our quote-unquote gurus are telling us, and we've been taking it as the gospel. However, in that case, you need to consider the fact that some of these athletes and some of these professionals and some of these other people, even in some cases our doctors and our other medical and nutritional professionals, are getting paid by sharing some of these particular items with us. You know, and right now, since nobody can prove that some of these things do harm, they figure they do no harm, and they're putting money in their pocket. So basically, one of the reasons for the shows that we've been doing on health, fitness, and also nutrition are to try to give people more ammunition, more information, actually more information more than more ammunition, but give them the tools that they need so that they can then not just take what we're saying as you know, the law or as the only way to go, but actually giving you a different way of looking at the particular things like soy, like fluoride, you know, like some of the other things that we have in our diet, you know, margarine over butter, things along that nature, so that you can then be that educated consumer that goes out there and then makes the correct decision. The correct decision as into your own health, your own wellness, and your own ability to step forward and, you know, live a life that you want to live and live a quality life so that you can get the most out of it. Again, the ultimate person responsible for your health and fitness, the ultimate person responsible for your family eating correctly and for you not, you know, being bombarded by some of the hazards that are out there is you. You're the only buffer between yourself and your children, or yourself and even your pets that live in your house and what you feed them. And the interesting thing is that if you look at the food that some of us feed to our cats and our dogs, some of that food is actually more nutritionally sound than the foods that we buy on the shelves and feed ourselves. You know, I mean, again, what's in a McDonald's hamburger? And I'm not picking on McDonald's. But you need to look into that and realize that it may not be what you think it is, you know, because nobody's really asking that question. You know, when you buy bologna or things like that, what types of meat are in that bologna? You know, what processing went through it? Lately, there's been a big thing about, you know, pesticides and different things like that within, you know, our fruits and vegetables. Again, if you don't ask, nobody's usually going to volunteer that information to you. And that's why, you know, I've been trying to do, or we on the Zurian Show have been trying to give you more shows that give you information that you're not normally going to get. One of the reasons is because nobody's asking. And I'm not saying that nobody's asking because it's not important. I'm saying that nobody's asking because nobody's thought to ask. It's really that simple. You know, I hope in the near future to also provide some shows with you for veterans, for our military members that are out there, you know, some more shows for businesses and entrepreneurs that are actually the backbone of our company. You know, as I tried to tell a couple of people when I was doing federal contracting, you know, a lot of federal agencies are looking at huge companies and saying, well, we need to satisfy them. You know, a huge company calls its congressman and people jump, people snap. However, it's a lot of those little mom and pops that actually keep this nation running. It's really not our federal government. Our federal government plays a key part. Please don't get me wrong. However, if people aren't working, if people aren't employed, and if people aren't doing the things that they need to do, then guess what? There's nothing for our federal government to do, all right, because you are the force. And the same thing goes for your nutrition. The same thing goes for your health. The same thing goes for all of these other little things that we need to do. So, you know, no matter who's on the show, ladies and gentlemen, we all need to educate ourselves. We all need to do the things necessary to help us to live our dreams and meet our goals and step up. You know, I recently attended a meeting, and there were a lot of people in the meeting, and there were a lot of people that were, I can say, representing what was going on. And one of my challenges, one of my questions, one of my comments, and it was a series of different things I said, so that's why I'm saying all these different things, was, if you're not playing an active role, in this case, an active role in what you eat, and I don't mean just eating it, I mean an active role in participating in knowing what's going into your body, then you're part of the problem. If you're not playing an active role in getting involved in the different things around you, you know, your children's education, your re-education, and your growth and development as a human being, then guess what? You're not just failing you. You're failing your family. You're failing the people next to you. You're failing your neighbors. I mean, we live in a time where technology is constantly growing. However, we as people are not necessarily growing. And when I say that, I'm talking about just look at the education levels of other countries. You know, look at the rigors that they go through and the requirements. I mean, just a perfect example, speaking another language. You know, in other countries, you know, it's required to speak 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 languages because of the culture. And they haven't stifled that for the people that actually live in those countries. So those people are constantly developing and growing. So the same thing goes again for the stuff that we eat and that we take into our bodies. We all need to play a more active role in what's going on around us and understand that each and every day, you know, there's always going to be a cause and effect. If you eat the wrong things, you are not going to feel it today. You're not going to feel it tomorrow. In some cases, if it's bad enough, you're going to feel it today. But on average, the average person isn't going to feel the pain and suffering of a poor diet or a diet that has a low level of nutrition to it, you know, in their younger ages. And especially when you're young, ladies and gentlemen, as we get older, our bodies need those minerals. You know, our cells are getting older. You know, all of that different, all of those different things are taking place. You know, I was just reading some scientific documentation not too long ago, and they were talking about, you know, all of the cosmetic problem, I mean, excuse me, all of the cosmetic products that people use and that women use for their skin. And the interesting part about it was that, you know, the individual that was actually the books that I was reading, several books that I was reading, but a couple of the books that I was reading was talking about that one of the major problems for people is that they don't drink enough water, that they don't get enough sleep, that they're not taking care of their bodies and, in turn, taking care of themselves. You know, the largest organ that you have on your entire body is your skin. However, we're not feeding our skin with the proper minerals. And I say minerals because everybody talks about vitamins, but very few people talk about minerals. And to the best of my knowledge, you need the minerals in order for the vitamins to work. However, we're not taking in the proper things that we need to. You know, we're getting not enough sun, or we're getting too much sun. You know, we're drinking too much water, or we're not drinking enough water. You know, we're not getting the vitamins and minerals in our food. Why? Because of poor crop rotation, poor irrigation. You know, a farmer, as you've heard me say before, does not get paid by, you know, how many minerals are in a particular thing or how many vitamins are in a particular thing. That farmer gets paid by the bushel. That farmer gets paid by the fact that this looks ripe or this looks correct, you know, but we're not really being keepers. We as Americans, we as people, not just Americans, we as people, responsibility. And that responsibility is for us to grow, for us to develop, and for us to take care of our. And in some cases, we're not doing that. You look at the polar caps, they're saying that the polar caps will almost be gone, you know, in the next 5 to 10 years because of the fact of the ozone layers going down and the North and South Pole getting warmer than they should be. And we're talking about the cause and effects there. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we do, you know, we it's perfect example, and I'm not knocking a particular industry, but we look at the car industry. In the car industry, and yes, I know this is a show about soy, but we're talking about everything. In the car industry, you know, you'll praise the car dealerships or car groups because they support some organization or something that needs help. That's a beautiful thing. But how about we get on these manufacturers to make cars that are burning cleaner, that are burning to where there's no damage to our ozone layer, any of those things. They could do that. That same money that they're putting into an organization, because they're, in some cases they're looking for the PR, and don't get me wrong, I'm very happy for those organizations that are getting the money from them and that they're able to do good. But ladies and gentlemen, if our entire civilization is underwater, then guess what? There's no land for those people to live. So, again, there's a balance, and we all need to stop acting like we live in some capsulized world. It only happens to those people. That only happens to them. This will never happen to me. That's not the way that it works, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That is the way it works. Nobody that gets up in the morning and has an accident plan to have an accident, okay? Nobody that gets out of bed to go to work and do that nice, hard-charging job is expecting to have a heart attack sitting at their desk or driving to that particular office. No man that's given 20, 30 years to a company or woman that's given 20, 30 years to a company is expecting to walk in and get a pink slip. However, ladies and gentlemen, what happens? Life happens. Perfect example. Today, life happened. So because life happened, our show isn't specifically on soy and you. Our show is on soy. It's on the air. It's on the ozone. It's on car manufacturers. It's on everything that we can possibly think about, because guess what? Just like the subject that we were going to talk about, this is something that affects you. This is something that plays a role in the life that you live. This is something that you are leaving on to your family, to your kids, to your kids' kids, to your children's 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 children. Why? Because this earth is what our ancestors left us, and this earth is what we leave our ancestors, or what we leave our children. So when you think of that, you have to think of that delicate balance. You know, the world is very resilient. You know, they have a show on The World Without People, and it's very resilient. However, unfortunately, there are still, well, not unfortunately, fortunately, there still are people here, but we need to make some adjustments. If we are truly the caregivers and the care keepers of our world, then we need to act as if we care about it. We need to constantly work to live a better world for our children and for our families and our grandchildren and so on. And 2,000 years from now, when we are long gone in dust. Today, ladies and gentlemen, I actually got to go to a veterans meeting. It was basically the Veteran Force Forum. And it was a phenomenal meeting in the sense of I'm a veteran and a 20-year veteran plus. And there were things that I learned in that meeting that I didn't know. Why didn't I know them? Because I didn't have the information, and I wasn't looking for the information to have it. Luckily, a gentleman by the name of John Moore the Third stopped me at another event and was talking to me. And this gentleman was just so passionate about the veterans, about helping the veterans through his company, which is the American Commercial, I can't think of the name. I'll remember it in a second. But anyway, this gentleman was so passionate about what he did and how he was working with other people to, you know, help veterans and, you know, lobbying, all of those different things, because veterans have put up something that most of us won't put up, that most people won't put up. They've put their lives on the line. They've walked the walk and talked the talk. Has every veteran been in war? No. Has every veteran had to put their life on the line? Yes and no. Why? Because when they signed up, guess what? There was a little caveat in there that most people don't get, and that was that they have said that they are willing to give their lives for their country. Again, his name is John A. Moore III. He's the vice president of the American Commercial Group, Inc., and they're actually out of the Virginia, Northern Virginia, Maryland area. However, I'm very thankful to this young man. Why? Because he shared information with me as a non-veteran that I should have known as a veteran. So that was a moment for me to go, wow, I didn't know. And that's exactly what I did. I said, wow, I didn't know. And then what did I do? I took steps to take action. Well, the same steps that I took just to go to this meeting, the same steps that I took just to join VetForce, the same steps that I took to share this information with you now because we have a slight change of venue, is the same steps that you need to take to move your own life forward, to help your own kids, to help your own vets, to help your own, you know, parents and grandparents to do the things that they need to do. Because please understand this. If nothing else that I say, if it wasn't for the people before you, you wouldn't be. Okay? If it was not for those people that stepped up, that took a stand for whatever reason that they did it, out of necessity, out of wanting to take care of others, for their own kids, doesn't matter. They stepped up. And because those people stepped up, you and I have and have had the opportunities that we have. So just remember, none of us live in a vacuum, and you can't get through life alive. So ladies and gentlemen, let's live a life. Let's actually do the things that we need to do. Let's put the proper foods inside our bodies. Let's get the proper exercise. Let's get the proper nutrition. Let's get from in front of those TVs and all those other things. I'm not saying don't read. I'm not saying don't watch TV. I'm not saying don't watch sports. But what I'm saying is live a life. If you're sitting in front of a TV watching the Cowboys, the Redskins, the Steelers, whoever it is, play their game, that's fine. But understand that those people are living more of a life than you. Why? Because they're living their dream. I didn't say anything about money. I didn't say anything about success. Success is relevant. Success is depending on, it's in the eyes, it's like beauty. It's the eyes of the beholder. How the beholder sees success is success for that beholder. That person's perception is their reality. Doesn't mean it's your reality, it means it's their reality. And in the same vein, you need to also understand that your reality doesn't have to be their reality. Everybody's perception is different, and what works for one doesn't work for the other. But I can tell you this much, the things that I'm talking about in the scheme of things, this has got nothing to do with the Zurian Show's philosophy on life. The things that I'm talking to you about right now affect your life, will affect your life as long as you're living. It will affect your children. It will affect your children's children. Why? Because you are a mirror. What you do and what you don't do is seen by somebody. What you do and what you don't do is mirrored by somebody. Who's the number one somebody that you influence? The people that see you, the people that believe you, the people that have faith in you, the people that look to you for guidance and support, the people who look to you for wisdom and knowledge, the people who look to you to take care of them, and the people that you don't even realize that are looking at you that you don't realize are looking. You, each and every person out there, you're a role model, whether you choose to be or not. Whether you're a good role model or a bad role model, that also is a choice. So which way are you going to choose? You know, I say this to people all the time, and I've said it for years. Do you want to leave a legacy, or do you want to leave debt? Do you want to be a person of quality that gives to those around you, or do you just want to be a slug, somebody that's constantly looking for somebody else to give them something, and in the end, you've given nothing? The only thing that you've done has been an excess in the sense of you've been another person that breathes air on this planet. Again, life is too short, and there's too many opportunities out there for you to take advantage of them. If you don't step up and take advantage of those opportunities, guess what? You lose. But guess what? So do I. And so does every other person in the human race. Again, the cure to cancer, ladies and gentlemen, please let me tell you now, the cure to cancer is in a graveyard right now. It died with the person that had the thought and didn't take action. Okay? The gasless, totally gasless car, it's in a graveyard right now. It died with the person that didn't step up, okay? The cure to sickle cell anemia, the cure to AIDS, all of those things are in a graveyard right now. And on that person's grave, it should say dead and not used up. Why? Because those people didn't step up. They didn't share that information. They didn't take that chance. They didn't take that ridicule. They didn't take that whatever was necessary to share that dream that could have changed the world. You know, if Thomas Edison hadn't invented the light bulb, guess what? It would have been invented anyway, but it would have been invented by Joe Burke, okay? Space travel. Remember, John F. Kennedy said that we will send a man to space and get them there, land them, and return them safely. Remember, they didn't have a space program. They had nothing. All right? When he said it, the scientists were like, what the heck is he talking about? We haven't even figured out how to get something to go up and come down in one piece. However, what happened? He put a group of people there, and he inspired them to such a level that they were able to do it. Also, remember, a repeated lie is still a lie, ladies and gentlemen. If it's not the truth, it's not the truth, no matter how many times somebody tells it to you. And please also understand that no matter how many times you want to believe it's true, it's not true. So, with that said, I'm getting kind of geared up here. With that said, unless we take action, nothing's going to happen. You know, as I said in a class I attended the other day on communications and collaboration, in order for things to change, ladies and gentlemen, we have to change. If we're not willing to change and all we want to do is complain and harp and talk all this craziness, then guess what? You're right. It's not going to change. All right? If you say you can't do it, you're right. If you say you can't do it, you're right. So let's look at the mindset of we can do it, we will do it, we are going to do it, and then let's follow that up by taking the correct action so that that becomes a reality, not just some banter, not just some useless, worthless talk. And it was very interesting when I attended the meeting today because they were very passionate people about what they do and how they do it. Yes, some of them get paid for it. However, they were still very passionate about what they did. And one of the most disheartening things about the conversation was listening to how long some of them have been waiting to get the answers to what they've been working towards. You know, they've been waiting to get answers to the basics. And we all know that you have to start somewhere, but at least they're fighting the fight. And a lot of people that they're fighting the fight for are people like me. Okay? Fortunately, unfortunately, I'm not after any government contracts. However, there are hundreds and thousands of people out there that are looking for government contracts, that are trying to provide a service and would provide exceptional service, but they just don't know what to do. And agencies and groups and organizations like the ones that I mentioned, you know, they're actually doing it. They're helping them grow. They're providing education. They're providing knowledge. They're providing the tools. They're providing the venue. And they're opening doors for hundreds and thousands of small business owners, vets, disabled vets and non-disabled vets that actually stepped up to the call of duty to do the things that they needed to do. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as always on the Zurian Show, I want to thank you for listening. We will try to get back with Tony. Not sure what happened, but like I said before, life happens. And because life happens, we have to always be ready to continue, always be ready to move on, and always be ready to take our stand as long as we're doing the right thing and be ready to take opportunity by the hand. Basically, all I've done is I've taken opportunity. So with that said, as always, please share the show with everybody that you think gets something out of the show. And please, again, let us know if we're falling short or even if we're hitting the mark. All your feedback is welcome. And the reason is because if I don't know, then I don't grow. And I appreciate it because I'm always looking to know and I'm always looking to grow. I may not always like it. However, it's the only way I'm going to get any better. Again, thank you again for listening to The Zurian Show. And please share us with everyone that you think can benefit from what we have to say. With that, take care and be well.